Matoivu Ayalecha Yaakov Mishkanai Secha Yisrael. So we start saying Matoivu. We say Matoivu when we come into the Beit HaKnesses. It's mentioned already in the times of the Gaonim, which is before the Rishonim, that when a person comes into Shul, he should say the Psukim of Matoivu. Rav Amram Gaon, one of the Gaonim, he has a sefer called Seder of Amram Gaon, and he writes what a person should do every day, and he says, HaNichnas LeBeit HaKnesses, Oimer Matoivu Ayalecha Yaakov. Sounds like a person is supposed to say it right away when he comes into shul. Berachas HaTorah, he could say in the morning in his house, after he washes Negavasser, Asher Yatzar, Elokai Neshama. But Matoivu specifically is as a person is entering shul. Now Matoivu is really a likut of five psukim from all different places. The last four psukim are all from Tehillim. Matoivu is a pasuk in Torah in the Parshas Balak. That's how we start the paragraph of Matoivu, but it's actually a likud of five psukim, and the Tzad HaShava, as we'll go through the five psukim, we'll see, is that it all seems to talk about our entering the Beis HaKnesses. It sets the mood and the tone for coming into shul and for starting to daven. Okay, so we'll start with the first one, Matoivu Ayalecha Yaakov Mishkanai Secha Yisrael. This is a pasuk in Parshas Balak that Bilam said in Perachof Dalet pasuk Hei. And the pasuk says, "Matoivu ayalecha Yaakov, how good are your tents, Yaakov? Mishkanei secha Yisrael, mishkanei secha are your dwelling places, Yisrael." So it's saying that our tents, the tents of Klal Yisrael and the dwelling places of Klal Yisrael, are very good. Matoivu ayalecha Yaakov, mishkanei secha Yisrael. So what does this have to do with our coming into shul? So we have to know Gemara in Sanhedrin daf kuf hei amid beis. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says on daf kuf hei amid beis that Bilam wanted to say many different klolos to Klal Yisrael. He wanted to curse Klal Yisrael, and really, in actuality, it was nepach lebracha. He had in mind to say bad words, words that would be a curse for Klal Yisrael, and really Hashem turned it around to bracha, to giving Klal Yisrael the biggest bracha. So the Gemara goes through what Bilam wanted to say and what he actually said. So it said Bilam wanted to say shelo yehu lahem batei knesiyos ubatei midrashos. Klal Yisrael should not have any more shuls and batei midrashos to daven in and to learn in. That's what Bilam wanted to say. Shel nepach lebracha, it would turn around, reversed into a bracha. And what did he say? Matoivu ayalecha Yaakov. How good are your tents, Yaakov? And also, he wanted to add, Leitishra Shechina Aleihem. Bilam wanted to say that there should not be Hashras HaShechina. Hashem Shechina should not have a presence within Klal Yisrael. And instead, it was reversed into a bracha, and he said, Mishkanei Secha Yisrael. Mishkanei Secha Milashon Shechina, Hashem's dwelling place. Mishkanei Secha Yisrael. So we see from this Gemara that the Gemara is actually dashing the pasuk, Matoivu Ayalecha Yaakov, concerning shuls. Bilam HaRasha wanted to say that they shouldn't have batei knesiyos and batei midrashos, and really he said how good Matoivu Ayalecha Yaakov. So obviously we're not talking about the tents that we live in, we're talking about the tents, the oil, which is the batei knesiyos and the batei midrashos. That would seem clear from this Gemara. So based on this Gemara, that the oil of that pasuk is referring to the oil that we daven and we learn in, therefore when we enter the base medrash, the first thing we say when we enter the shul, the base knesses in the morning, we say Matoivu Ayalecha Yaakov. We express the bracha that Bilam said, how good are your tents, are the batik nesiyos and batik midrashos of Klal Yisrael. Now it's interesting because, as I mentioned, the paragraph of Matoivu has been said already for many, many hundreds of years, and it's from the times of the Gaonim. However, a few hundred years ago, in the Tshuvas Marshal, in Siman Samach Dalet, he writes that his minhag is not to say the pasuk Matoivu. He says this paragraph, but he starts from the second pasuk. But the Marshal, Tshuvas Marshal, Siman Samach Dalet, says that my minhag is not to say the first bracha. Why the first pasuk of Matoivu? Why not? So he says because Bilam HaRasha said it. This pasuk was not said, by David HaMelech and Tehillim like the other pasukim. It was said by Bilam HaRasha, and Bilam meant to give a curse. As it happens, it was nepach lebracha. But Lamai said Bilam had bad intentions when he said this pasuk. So why should we come the first moment we come into shul and say a pasuk that Bilam HaRasha said? And therefore the Mashal took out the pasuk of Matoivu and didn't say it. Lamai said la'alocha, we do say it. And I think the Mashal is an extremely big chiddush. L'chaira, the reason for the minig is very logical. L'maisa, it says that even though Bilam wanted to curse Klal Yisrael, Lamaisa says that it was Nepach LeBracha, and these words were words of Bracha. Not only that, but these are words that are written in Torah Shebuch Tzav. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai this pasuk just like any other pasuk, and if it could be written in the Torah and it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, and it was in actuality a Bracha, so we could say it today also. And we don't mean the Klal that Bilam wanted to say, Shaloyu Batik Nesiyas Batim Adrashis. Our Kavana is the same way Hashem's Kavana when He gave it to us on to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai, Matoy Bo Yalach Yaakov, that it's Taka good. So the Mashal hesitated in saying the first pasuk. He said that if Bilam meant it for a Klal, we shouldn't say it. But Lamaisa, the reason that all the Ga'inim and Rishayim after them say this pasuk is because really Lamaisa was said as a Bracha, and it is part of Torah. I just wanted to bring another Dugma or two where you see this thing. There's a Gemara Bracha, Staf Yud Beis Amid Beis, that says that the Chazal wanted to be Koveya Parshas Balak in Kriyashma. That we should say all the brachas of that Bilam said, we should say it in Kriyashma. And the Gemara says that at the end of the day, Lamaisa, they didn't do that because it was a Tircha de Tzibura. It was Pasha too long. Kriyashma is long enough that we say the three parshas. So to add Parshas Balak into Kriyashma was Tircha de Tzibura. So how could we want to say it? Kriyashma, the Psukim of Bilam, Bilam meant them as a Klala. So I think you see the same idea. You see the Chazal is saying that the Gemara wanted to institute it as part of Kriyashma. Obviously, it doesn't bother us that Bilam's intent was to curse Klal Yisrael. Since Lamaisa was Nepach LeBracha, and Lamaisa it is part of the Torah, so we could say it in Kriyashma. The only reason we didn't was a side reason, because it was a tircha de tzibura, because it was too long. But the Chazal did not find a problem with the fact that these psukim were said through the mouth of Bilam HaRasha, and he had an intention to curse Klal Yisrael. One other dogma that I thought of was in Malchias. Malchias, Achrenis, and Shofris we say on Rosh Hashanah. So in the psukim of Malchias, one of the psukim we say is a pasuk from Bilam. Lo yibit oven be Yaakov, for lo yiro amal be Yisrael, Hashem alay kavi moi, usru as melech boy. We mentioned melech, Hashem is a melech, that's in the psukim of Malchias. And this was said by Bilam HaRasha. He meant to say it as a curse, and Lamaisa he said it as a bracha. Not only that, but the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah says, on the Flamed Beis Amar Aleph, that the person is not supposed to say Malchias, Achrenis, and Shofris, Shel Peronius. It says psukim that mention that Hashem is a melech, but it says it in connection with Peronius, something bad that's going on, so a person is not supposed to say it. So obviously, if this was included in the psukim of Malchias, this is not considered a pasuk of Peronius, even though Bilam HaRasha meant it, Birishasai, with the as a klal. So obviously, as we see from this Gemara and Brachas about having wanted to institute it in Kriyashma, and also from the way we say it in Malchias, that the fact that this psukim that come from Bilam HaRasha and was said from the mouth of Bilam HaRasha, still Lamaisa it has the same Kedusha of Torah as the rest of the psukim, and Lamaisa we can't forget at the end this was a Gavaldig Bracha that Bilam said, and that's where the minute comes, just a little bit of a background of saying Matoivu, even though Matoivu was said by Bilam HaRasha. Again, the Mashal says that he didn't say it, but the minhag of Klal Yisrael basically from the Goyim and after is to say it, and this could possibly be the Bir Hadvar. Okay, so that's the first pasuk that we say as we enter the shul, talking about how good the Batik Nesiyas and Batik Midrashos are. Then we add the second pasuk. V'ani b'roiv chastecha avoy v'isecha, eshtacha v'elhecha al kotshecha b'yirasecha. This is a pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Hey, Pasuk Ches. The fifth capital in Tehillim, Pasuk Ches, we say like this, Va'ani, and I. You have to separate a little bit between Va'ani, Beroiv Chastecha. It says, Va'ani, and I, Beroiv Chastecha, Avoy Beisecha, with your great chesed, I enter your house. That's what we're telling Hashem. Eshtacha ve'elechal kotshecha, I bow down to your holy heichal, to your holy sanctuary, v'yirasecha, with fear of you, v'yirasecha, in awe of you. That's what the pasuk means. That David HaMelech is saying, and this is what we're all saying every morning, v'ani b'roib chastecha avoy v'esecha, I come into your bayis, which you're referring to the bayis of Hashem, the bayis is shul. I enter your house with your great chesed, and I bow down in awe of you. This is again the pasuk to set the tone as we come into the Beis Medrash and the Beis Knesses to explain how we feel. Now, there's a sefer called Reishis Chachma that was written by one of the big Mekubalim in Tzfas in times of the Arizal. The same person who wrote Reishis Chachma has a kuntres called Toitzas Chaim. Also, the same style, a little bit involving Kabbalah, but basically Makshava and different things that we do, explaining reasons behind it and explaining the inyan. So the Reishis Chachma is kuntres Toitzas Chaim in Ois Kuf Nun Hei. Brings down the minute to say this pasuk as we come into shul. And he says there that a person should have in mind that it's only with the great chesed of Hashem that we have the opportunity and the schus to come into shul and daven to Hashem. Here we come to Hashem, Melech Malkei HaMelechim, and ask our needs and say all the brachas in front of him. It's all with the great chesed of Hashem. We're really not roy on our own to do it. But Hashem with his great chesed allows us to come into shul. That's what we have to have in mind when we say this pasuk as we're coming into shul. Only with the chesed of Hashem that we're able to wake up every morning and have the schus to come in day after day to shul in order to praise Hashem and to ask Hashem all of our bakashas. And the Reish Chachma adds, in what schus are we taka able to come into shul? It's true, it's with the chesed of Hashem, but what schus do we have behind us? He says it's with the schus of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Because we have schus avos, that's the only way that we're able, even if we ourselves are not roi lekach, but since we're the Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, then we're able to come into shul. And he says it's mavur in the Zohar HaKadosh and Parshas Bereishis, this idea that with the schus of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, we're able to come into shul. So he doesn't bring down the Zohar, doesn't bring down the words of the Zohar, he just says it's mavur the Zohar and Parshas Bereishis that our schus to come into shul is in the schus of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And I looked up the Zohar to see exactly how the Zohar says it. It's not in Parshas Bereishis, it's actually in the Hakdama, but that's what he calls Parshas Bereishis, in the Hakdama of the Zohar, and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph in the Zohar. And the Zohar says an amazing thing. He says that it's not only in the schus of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov that we come into shul, but it's all merumas in this pasuk. And that's why the Reish Chachma is saying it on this pasuk. It's all in this pasuk. The pasuk says, "Va'ani beroiv chastecha avay ve'secha." Says the Zohar, "Da Avram." Da dalal aleph is Aramaic for ze. Means Da Avram. This is referring to Avram. Ashtacha ve'elhech al kotchecha. Da Yitzchak. Here is merumas Yitzchak. Ve'yirasecha da Yaakov. That means the three avos are merumas, are alluded to in this pasuk, hinted to in this pasuk, and therefore when we have in mind, when we say this pasuk, we have in mind that Hashem with His great chesed is allowing us to come into shul, we should have in mind that it's in the schus of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and it's all merumas in this pasuk. Now he doesn't explain, he assumes that you know pshat, what it means that the avos are merumas in this pasuk, so I would say just to be masbir a little bit, you don't know the depths of the Zohar, but the simple pshat, what he means is, Beroiv chastecha avay ve'secha, chesed is always alluding to Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, the final pasuk in Micha, in Sefer Micha, one of the Treyasar, it says a famous pasuk, Titein emes l'Yaakov, chesed l'Avram, Hashem ishpata l'aviseinu mimei kedem. So emes was given to Yaakov, and chesed l'Avram. The midah of chesed is always associated with Avram Avinu. So when it says Beroiv chastecha, we mention chesed, that's what the Zohar says, Zeh Avram, because chesed is always a remez to Avram. Eshtacha ve'elecha kotcha, I bow down to your holy Heichal. So that is in reference to Yitzchak. Why? Because in the Svarim HaKadoshim you see many places that the midah of Avoida, of serving Hashem, is associated with Yitzchak. Yitzchak himself was a carbon. He was a person who was a carbon by the Akedah. So Yitzchak is always Avoida. So Eshtachavah, when you say I'm bowing down, Aleichal Kotshecha, that's showing Avoida. When someone bows down to something, it's Avoida of Avoida Zara, to bow down to Avoida Zara, Lahavdom. So we're saying Eshtachavah, Aleichal Kotshecha, that's a reference to Yitzchak. But Yirasecha means Yaakov, and this usually you find many times that Yaakov is associated with the midah of Yira, because it says a pasuk by Yaakov Avinu in Parshas Vayetze that Yaakov said, "Manoira hamokem hazeh." How awesome is this place? This place that Yaakov Avinu was sleeping in, "Manoira hamokem hazeh." So Yirasecha could be a remez to Yaakov Avinu who said, "Manoira hamokem hazeh." So Akaponim, be it as it may, the remez in the pasuk, but Beroiv chastecha avi veisecha says the Zohar is Avram, Eshtacha belrecha kotshecha az Yitzchak. So as you come into the Beis HaKnesses every morning, a person is supposed to say this as they're coming into shul. Berachas HaTorah, as we said, you should say beforehand, because these psukim are from the Torah, so you really should say Berachas HaTorah before this, and you say Berachas HaTorah together with that, you say Yivarechecha, Anelu Dvarim. Now, as we're walking into shul, either right before you walk into shul, or right after you walk into the shul, but we say Matoivu, and we're talking about how good the oil of the Batei Knesiyos and Batei Midrashos are, and then, V'ani, Beroiv Chastecha, Ovei Beisecha, V'shtach Melecha Kotshecha, V'yirasecha, that it's only with the chesed, the great chesed of Hashem Yisparach, that we're able to come into the shul, and it's really with the only schus that we have in our hands, even if we ourselves are not roy, is the schus of Avram, Yitzchak V'Yaakov. By the way, as we say now that you're supposed to say Matoivu as you come into Beis Knesses, I wonder, if someone davens biyichidus, davens at home, not in shul, does he say Matoivu or not. Chayyur, it's part of the davening, and we already from Ayra and Rishis Chachma, we don't want to take out too much. So Matayvu Chayyur is part of the davening. Everybody says that, and it's already brought, as we said, from the times of the Goyim. But it never says anywhere that you're only supposed to say it if you daven in Shul. But everyone says you're supposed to say it. But Knesset and the Beis Knesset. So what about women who daven at home? What about a man who's davening biyachidus? Do you say it? So I asked some of the poskim, and the Maisa they said that for sure the takana of Matayvu was said for when you daven in Shul. There's no problem to say it at home, and it's psukim, as long as you say Berachas HaTorah, a person can say it at home. It's very nice, it's good to continue to get used to it so you don't lose the flow of saying always Matayvu. But there is no inyan if a person is davening at home and he's rushed for Zman Krishma or something, definitely Matayvu is the first thing to go, because the inyan of Matayvu is supposed to be said specifically the Knisa Lebeis HaKnesses. Okay, the third pasuk, Hashem Ohavti Ma'oin Beisecha U'Mekoyim Mishkan Kavoydecha. This is a pasuk also in Tehillim, Tehillim Kapitel Chav Vav, pasuk Ches. And the pasuk says, we say Hashem Ohavti Ma'oin Beisecha, I love Ma'oin Beisecha as the house in which you dwell, the house that Hashem lives in, U'Mekoyim Mishkan Kavoydecha, and the place Kvodecha is your glory, your covered. Mishkan is Milashon Shaychin, like we said, the place where your glory resides, the place where the Tashras Hashchina. So what does that mean? You're saying to Hashem as you come into Shul, Ahavti Ma'im Beisecha, you're expressing your strong feelings for coming into a place that's so Kaddish. Ma'im Beisecha, Makoyim Mishkan Kvodecha. Now if you look at the Mepharshim on Tehillim, the Pashup Shan and the Pasuk has nothing to do with the Shul. Pashup Shan in Tehillim is that David HaMelech is talking about the Beis HaMikdash, strong feelings to the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem, Ahavti Ma'im Beisecha, how much I love the Beis HaMikdash, U'Mekoyim Mishkan Kavoydecha, and the place where there's Hashras Hashchina. And there's actually a beautiful piece of the Meshech Chachma in the beginning of Parashas Lech Lecha, where he talks about this Api Pashup Shat. He brings this Pasuk Hashem Ahavti Ma'im Beisecha, and he says that David HaMelech is expressing two loves, a love for Ma'im Beisecha, the actual Beis HaMikdash, and also U'Mekoyim Mishkan Kavoydecha, the place that Hashem Hashras Hashchina, even after the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and there is no bias there, but still the actual Makom, the place of the Beis HaMikdash, is very dear to David HaMelech. He talks about the Makom Mishkan Kavoydecha, and the Meshech Chachma is discussing the Kedusha and the Chavivas of the Beis HaMikdash itself, and the Makom HaMikdash as we have it today. B'Churban is actually two things that David HaMelech is talking about. But that's all in the Pashup Shat. The Meshech Chachma is in the Bereishis on the Pasuk of in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Talad. I forgot what the Pasuk is by when Avram built him his Mizbech. But it says in the Parashas Lech Lecha, Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Dalad, on that Pasuk, the Meshech Chachma talks about the Beis HaMikdash, and Makom Mizbech, and he mentions here this Pasuk. That's an interesting Meshech Chachma, could I look it up? But that's again Lagabi, the Pashup Shat of talking about the Beis HaMikdash. When we say it in the morning as our third Pasuk in Matayvu, we're obviously not referring to the Beis HaMikdash, we're referring to the Beis HaMikdash and the Beis Knesses. Hashem, Ohavti Ma'ayim Beisecha, we love the house in which you dwell, referring to the Shul, to the Beis Knesses and Beis Medrash that we're entering. So I found that there is a marker in Chazal to assume that this pasuk is referring also to Shul, not just to the Beis Knesses and not just to the Beis HaMikdash, and that is L'chayr in the Gemara in Megillah Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara says in Megillah over there on Daf Chav Tes that Abaye said that he used to daven in a shul. He always used to daven in Beis Knesses, but when he wanted to learn, he didn't like learning with everybody in the shul. He liked to learn in his home. He used to be loymed b'bayis. So he used to learn in his house. However, after he thought about what David HaMelech said, Ohavti Ma'ayim Beisecha, I love the house in which you dwell, so he decided that he's going to learn exactly in the place where he davens, and he's going to go to shul and to learn in the Beis Medrash, to learn in the Beis Knesses also. So there, obviously, the Gemara is bringing the pasuk Hashem Ohavti Ma'ayim Beisecha to tell us why Abaye decided to learn in Shul and the Beis Knesses, Beis Medrash. We're not talking about learning at the Beis HaMikdash. Abaye was well after the Churban in the times of the Gemara. He's talking about learning in Shul. So you see that the Gemara mentions that pasuk referring to the Ma'ayim Beis Echa of after Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, which means the Ma'ayim Beis Echa of the Beis Knesses and Beis Medrash. So when we say Hashem Ahavti Ma'ayim Beis Echa U'Mekoyim Mishkan Kavoydecha, we're referring to the Beis HaKnesses, again expressing our strong feelings in order to set the tone and set the mood for our coming into the Beis Knesses in order to daven. So then the fourth pasuk that we say is Vani Eshtachave Ve'echra Evrecha Lefnei Hashem Oisi. Eshtachave, Echra, Evrecha are all three lashonot of bowing. I bow down, Ve'echra, and I bow down, Evrecha, I bow down, Lifnei Hashem Oisi, in front of Hashem who made you. So actually, if you look around, you won't find the pasuk in Tanakh that says this. This pasuk, this thing that we say, this expression or whatever you want to call it, that we say as our fourth part of Matoivu, is based on a pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Tzadiei, pasuk Vav, and that's a pasuk that we say every Friday night in Luchun Ranana, and we say it in Lashon Rabbim. And this is, I'll be that pasuk, the Mesadri HaTfila made a pasuk in Lashon Yachid similar to that. We say, V'ani Eshtacha Ve'echro, Evrecha Lefnei Hashem I see. The real pasuk, which might sound more familiar to you, is the pasuk says, let us come and bow down. Let us bow down in front of Hashem who made us. That's the pasuk that it says in Tehillim Tzadiei. Boyu nishtacha vevenichra, nivrucha lefnei Hashem oisenu. Those who daven Kabbalah Shabbos with here and Kavana, you see this pasuk in the first paragraph of Kabbalah Shabbos in Luchun Ranana. So based on this pasuk, David HaMelech said it in Lashon Rabbim, but the Masadri HaTfila say that each Yachid should say when he comes into Shul, Lashon Yachid. And it's not the only time that we have such a thing where the Masadri HaTfila took a pasuk and changed it a little bit. You find in Shemana Esrei, the bracha of Rifa'enu is actually a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Yirmiyah, in Parachav Zayin, in Yud Zayin, Yirmiyah Yud Zayin. The pasuk says there in Lashon Yachid, the Navi says, "Rifaeni Hashem ve'ei Rafei, heal me and I'll be healed. Hoshieni ve'ei Vashaya, kisihilasi ata." Says in Lashon Yachid. And we say the bracha Rifaeni in Lashon Rabbim based on the pasuk. So you see, Masadri HaTfila sometimes do that. They take the idea and the main words of the pasuk, but they change the tense in Lashon Yachid and Lashon Rabbim from plural to singular or vice versa in order to fit what they're trying to do. So here also, this is the pasuk in Tehillim, and again, just to touch the pasuk, Eshtacha Be'echra Evrucha are all ideas of bowing, but the Radak over there in Tehillim in Tzadihei, on that pasuk that it says, Boyu Nishtacha Be'echra, just explains the difference. The Eshtacha Voyo, that word referring to bowing, is referring to being sprawled out on the ground. Shituach Kol Haguf Ba'aretz, Mamish, hands and feet flat on the ground. That's the real word of Ishtachavoy. The Gemara in Megillah, Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis, says the same thing. The Gemara says that Ishtachavoy, not referring to this pasuk, but it says Ishtachavoy means Pishut Yadayim Veraglayim Mamish, sprawled out on the ground. Nichra'a is also a lashon of bowing down, like Kriya. So the Radak says it means bending your head and a little bit of your guf. Just like we do when we bow down for Aleinu, we bow down our head and a little bit of the guf, anachnu koirin. So that's a kriya, that's bowing down. That's what we say when we say nivra. And the last terminology, nivracha, brikayim, means knees. So nivracha, coming from the same shayrish, means to kneel. Kriyat habrikayim ala aretz. Rashi over there, actually, on that pasuk, brings the pasuk that we just read in Parashas Chayisara, that it says, vayavrech agmalim, that Eliezer made the camels kneel. That's vayavrech. So nivracha or evracha, that we say in Matoivu, is referring to the same thing. So that's what we're saying when we come into Shul. So ani eshtachaveh, I'll bow down. We're saying we do all the types of bowing, all the madrigas of bowing. Eshtachaveh, flat on the ground. Echra, bowing our head and a little bit of the guf. Evrucha, kneeling. Lefnei Hashem I see. Hashem made me, Hashem made us, and we feel bahachna, we feel humility as we come into Shul, and we're saying that it's only in the schus of the obvious, like we said, it's with the great chesed, and coming into Shul, we're ready to do all types of kriya, eshtachaveh, Nivrucha, we're ready to do everything to bow to show our humility as we come into Shul and we start to dive. Stop here. The last pasuk will need a few minutes. We'll do that next time. Okay, the fifth and final pasuk in Matoivu. V'anis filasilcha Hashem eis ratzoin Elokim birov chastecha aneini be'emes yishecha. This is a pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Samach Tes, pasuk Yudal. Samach Tes Yudal, that's where it is in Tehillim. The last four psukim, as we said, are from Tehillim. The first one was from Parshas Balak. And this pasuk reads as follows, even though people are saying it, Vani Svilasi, it's really Vani and I. Svilasi Lecha Hashem Eis Ratzoin. My tefillah to you, Hashem, should be in an Eis Ratzoin, in an opportune time. Elokim Berov Chastecha. Elokim, Kama. Berov Chastecha Aneini Be'emes Yishecha. With your great chesed, you should answer me, be'emes yeshecha is an expression we find a lot in davening. It means with the truth of your Yeshua, with the truth of your salvation. Which means, like Yeshua, that only Hashem can do, fully and b'shlemus. So that's the pasuk. The last pasuk we say, this has nothing to do with a Beis HaKnesses, but this is the final pasuk to our introduction when we come into the shul to say that our tefillah should be the Eis Ratzon in an opportune time. Elokim Baruch Nastecha Aneni, if it's not in an opportune time, then Hashem should answer me, the Emes Yeshecha. So now Rashi in Tehillim, on this pasuk, Samach Tes Yudalim, Rashi says that the pshat of the pasuk is, Yehi Eis Tefilasi Eis Ratzon. The time of my tefillah should be an Eis Ratzon. Now, what does that mean? Is it an Eis Ratzon or not? Rashi says, David HaMelech was davening that the time that I daven should be an opportune time, should be an Eis Ratzon. So the pshat in this is based on a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi in Makos, in the second parak, parak Sheni, Halacha Vav. So the Yerushalmi there in Makos says, in the name of Rabbi Yosi ben Chalafta, that there are different times for davening. Itim hein letfilah. There are different times concerning davening. So David said to Hashem, Ribbono Olam, b'shar she'ani mispalel lefanecha, at the time that I daven in front of you, tehei eis ratzon. It should be an opportune time. It should be an eis ratzon. V'chsiv v'ani tefilasi l'cha Hashem eis ratzon. The Yerushalmi in Makos brings this pasuk. What's the idea? The idea is that there are many different times. There are different times that Hashem accepts tefillahs in different ways. And of course, Hashem's acceptance of tefillah depends on a lot of things. It depends on our kavanah, depends who's davening, it depends on Yitei Chalev. Exactly, all different types of things that affect the kabbalah's tefillah, the different times throughout the year that are more zmani tefillah. But even every day as we daven, there are itim hein letefillah, there are different times, and David HaMelech was being ma'ir that this should be a time that's an eis ratzon, that's an opportune time. And al pi zeh, this is our kavanah also, when we say, v'alis v'asi l'cha Hashem eis ratzon, that we're trying to be ma'ir that now it should be an eis ratzon. You're familiar with the tefillah we say in Avinu Malkeinu, we say, tehei hashra hazois, this hour should be, sha'as rachamim ve'eis ratzon milfanech. So how can we daven that? Is it an Eis Ratzon or is it not? The answer is the same thing David HaMelech is saying here, that a person can be Ma'ir. There are different times in tefillah, and besides the different, a lot of times, that there are times that are set aside as Eis Ratzon, a person can be Ma'ir with their own request, with their own bakasha, Me'oy Mekalev, that it should become now an Eis Ratzon. So as we come into shul, we say the same thing David HaMelech said, which is that my tefillah now should be at a time that's an Eis Ratzon. So just to summarize, we have a Matoivu. Matoivu is five psukim together. They have to do with our introduction to coming to the shul every single day. And most of the psukim mentioned bayis or oil, which is talking about the Beis Knesses. That sets the tone about our strong feelings towards the shul, about our feelings of hafna, fani eshtachave, v'chra, nivru, evrcha. Those are things that set the tone for our coming into shul. And then finally we end with a pasuk that doesn't discuss shul specifically, but this is tefilasi l'cha Hashem eis ratzon, that our tefillah should be in the most opportune time for Hashem to answer our tefillah, aneini be'emes yishach.